happy playing with your shop when I carry on cooking tea?
It's still a woman.
Thomas.
I need you. It's corner shop.
You want me to go to the corner shop?
Yes.
Well, I'm sorry, I don't shop anywhere where the shopkeeper calls me a silly woman. So if you want my custom, you better not carry on speaking to me like that. Cooking some tea, aren't we?
Yes.
What are we cooking?
Beers with me.
Can you tell what we're cooking? Can you smell it?
Pasta and chips.
Yeah, it's not chips, it's pasta. And we've got bacon.
Oh, thanks. Gosh, that's lots of delicious lettuce. Mummy?
Yes.
What do you need, Thomas?
Actually, I think the bacon is quite near being cooked. It smells very nice, doesn't it? Very tasty.
Yes, and buns.
And buns?
Okay. And hot.
It's very hot. I'm just going to wash these small tomatoes as well.
But I can't see a tomato.
Can't see the tomatoes?
And I like tomato.
Don't you?
No.
You always say you don't like everything, Thomas, but usually you do if you try. It's just you won't try things, will you? Look at these small tomatoes.
I need a whole one.
I'm just going to give them a wash, Thomas, please.
Okay. Corner shop.
That's right. If I give them a wash, you sell them to me in your corner shop.
Yes.
And I'll cut them in half and put them on a grill pan. How's that?
Oh, this grill pan is one.
No, that's not the grill pan. That's the stamp weigher, isn't it? The postal weigher in your post office.
Mummy.
Yes. Yes, Poppet?
You can listen to me here.
So just this piece of kitchen room. Oh, no, don't bring it down like that, you'll break it. Right, if I dry these very carefully.
I put them in the freezer.
You're going to put them in the freezer, that's right.
There.
Now you've got to treat them very carefully because they'll squash and they'll make a mess everywhere, won't they?
Lots of room here.
Is there some room there?
Yes.
Well, shall we move the orange juice up there? Mm. The milk. Mm. And we'll put, how many tomatoes are we putting in the shop? One, two. Mm. Oh, Thomas, the other door's open. You must shut it to the other side, love. And if you're the shopkeeper, you should be loading them in at that side, shouldn't you? Mm. We'll shut it at the shop side. And just put them in at your side. But you must treat them ever so carefully because they're very fragile. Right, you open them at that side.
I open this side.
No. That's the side that the customer comes to. You need to open it at this side, don't you? That's it.
No.
Right, how many have you got in your shop?
Two ones, and I'm not needing them.
Oh, yes, you do, because Mummy wants to buy lots when she comes to the shop. How many tomatoes have you got in your shop?
No!
Oh, that's right, just a minute, I'll go home and get some money. And then I'll come.
I got some money!
Yes, but I haven't, and I've got to buy the tomatoes from your shop.
Never mind, I got some money.
Have you? Yes. Oh, well, I've got some money right on
them. Look, I got some money. Oh, yes.
You've got some here too, that's right.
Yes, I'll get some.
Hello, shop, is it open?
Yes, it is.
Hello, could I please have some tomatoes?
Of course you can.
Right, if I could have that one, and that one, and that one. Just three for now, please.
There you are.
There you are. Shall I hand them to you over the counter? Right. And you can perhaps weigh them and put them in a bag for me.
Right.
I'll put them in this little bag. This would be a nice bag, wouldn't it?
It was.
Thank you. One tomato. One tomato. Two tomatoes. Three tomatoes. How much is that, please?
It's £2.
£2. There you are. £2. Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye. I'll see you next week.
I get some money.
Right, so what I'm going to do now with these tomatoes I bought from the shop, I'll cut them in half and I'll pop them on the grill pan.
Mummy?
Yes?
You'll buy some more.
Well, I'm just thinking I've only got three here. Are you feeling very hungry, Thomas?
Mummy, you've got to buy some more.
Are you feeling hungry?
Mummy, no. You think you've gotten two and you'll make more.
If you're not hungry, I'm not buying any more. Are you feeling hungry?
Yeah.
Oh, come on then. I'll go back to the shop. I've only got three. Hello? Hello? Is the shop open?
Yes.
Oh, hello. Could I have three more tomatoes? But the other three were delicious, but I didn't buy enough because Thomas says he's hungry now. Yes. Could I have three? Have you got three left?
Yeah.
Have you? Or could I have them, please?
No, you can. But I get them.
Yes. Are you going to weigh them for me?
Yes.
Three tomatoes. That's really lovely. Thank you. Because I'm cooking pasta and bacon. Mm-hmm. And we've got some cheese to go with it. And I just thought tomatoes would be nice.
And I've got any more.
No, that's all right. I'd just like the three, please.
There.
And how much is that?
I'm rolling.
You're rolling them to me, are you?
Yeah.
Two. And another one, please. Thank you. How much is that, please?
2 pence.
2 pence? Mm. Oh, yeah, those were £2. Oh, well, I wish I'd waited now and bought them all today. 2 pence, that's exactly right. Thank you so much. Bye bye. I'm going to go home now. When I get change as well, do I?
Yes,
don't
change.
I get £1.70. Oh, how lovely. I think you must have overcharged me before, though. Three tomatoes for £2. Right, so now let's have a look at these. These tomatoes.
Oh, those clothes are falling down.
Okay, their cornflakes are falling out of the shop. Look. These tomatoes you sold me, look, I'm going to slice them in half like that. You see all the seeds inside?
Yes. 9, 9, 9.
That's
why I said.
From the sand, look, I'm going to put those on the grill pan now. Now you can't get fresher than that, can you?
No.
Straight from the shop and onto the grill pan.
Mummy, you heard. Ring, ring. Ring, ring. It's the shopman.
Hello. Hello, Mr. Shopman.
Yes. And my shop's closed, actually.
Your shop's closed, actually, is it?
We're going to reopen. It's open now.
Is it? Oh, so if I need anything else, I can come to the shop, can I?
Yes. Oh, but my stuff is falling down my fridge.
And also the stock's fallen down?
Yes.
Oh, dear. So what's going to happen, Thomas? It's fallen down.
I got some milk and orange juice here.
Have you?
Yeah.
Oh, well, perhaps that might be nice with our meal.
Yes, okay.
Think it would be?
Yes.
Do you know the other thing I'm going to pop on the grill pan, Thomas?
Yes.
This banana that's been lying here all day.
Yeah.
But you didn't want it at breakfast time.
No.
It might sound a bit strange, but hot bananas are really fantastic.
9, 9, 9. Beep, 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 beep. I'm rushing putting scale pan.
What are you putting on the scale pan?
Orange juice.
Oh, orange juice. All right, you'd have to weigh the orange juice yourself, wouldn't you?
Here you are. There you are, orange juice.
Ah, thank you so much. How much is the orange juice?
£2.
That's £2 as well, is it? Right, £1.50 and £2.50s make £1 and a pound coin makes £2. There you are, Mr. Shopman.
I'm just claiming my new money. There.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much indeed. I enjoy shopping at your shop.
Yes. Mummy.
Yes, Mummy.
Mummy.
Yes, Mum.
I got some stamps in here.
You've got some stamps?
Yeah.
Well, I don't think... Oh, yes, I do. I'll tell you what, it's Grandad's birthday next Monday, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, perhaps I'll have a couple of first-class stamps and then I can post my letter to Grandad. And we can post your letter to Grandad. Birthday cards, what do you think? Does that sound like a good idea?
I've got one.
Have you? Yeah. Actually, we've been to the real shop on the way home, haven't we? So I've got...
Hello, Ginger, Ginger!
Hello, Ginger Pussycat.
Hello.
Oh, Herdy's sitting with us, so I don't think we can feed Ginger, can we?
I think Ginger wants some food.
Oh, Ginger always wants some food, Thomas.
Yeah.
Because unfortunately, the people Ginger belongs to don't feed him very much, do they? Oh dear, Birdie's seen him now, so this should be fun. Oops.
Hush!
Can you hear Birdie spitting at Ginger?
Yeah.
She's upset, isn't she?
Yes.
And it's a jolly good job we didn't put any food out, or Birdie would be even more upset. Oh, don't get upset, puss.
You'll get a big flying wing, you pussy. Tiki.
Yes. I don't think Ginger's particularly bothered, is he? He's just going to sit there. Purdy, don't get upset. You're on the inside, he's on the outside.
You get not go upset.
No, it's not. You tell her, there's no need to get upset, is there?
Can you not get one upset, Chucky? It's not wonder crying.
What did you say to Purdy then?
It's not my matter, Purdy.
No, it doesn't matter, Purdy. We love Purdy, don't we?
Yeah.
We like Ginger.
Yeah.
It's a bit vicious, but we quite like Ginger. But Purdy would always come first, wouldn't she?
Yeah.
Purdy's our pussycat.
Yeah. No, 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 no. Mummy. I got him in his postbox.
Right, well, did I actually pay for those two stamps, Thomas, for Grandad's birthday card? Can you reach all right, darling?
Yes.
Oh, I tell you what, right, I've stuck the stamps on the post on the card. I'll post Grandad's birthday card now while I'm here.
Okay.
Oh, it's a little bit too thick to go through the letter mark.
Lots!
Have you posted lots of things? Right, so I'll post them both first class mail because I'd like them to get there. And plenty of time.
Eva, that's your letter.
Is it?
Yes, it is.
Thank you.
Mummy.
Yes.
I post my letter.
Right, and who are you writing to, Thomas?
I'm writing to Nana Daisy.
Are you?
Yeah.
Grandma Daisy, and what are you saying to Grandma Daisy?
Right, £50.07. That means Mama's feeling better.
Mama's feeling better?
Yeah.
Yes, I think Nana probably is feeling a lot better, isn't she?
Green face.
We went to see Nana Daisy, didn't we, last week?
Yes.
And who else? So we see Grandma, don't we? Grandma Daisy and York we went to see last weekend, didn't we?
Mm.
Is that nice?
Yes. And the postman needs to be here now. I'm a real postman now. Then we open a letter box right now. Put a key in.
You're opening the letterbox.
Then old man say, Josh! a postman
sent me. Why did the postman say, gosh, were there a lot more letters there than he expected?
Yeah. No, Jean. You're silly, Jean.
Excuse me. Why are you calling me silly?
Because you're calling me pence.
Because what?
You're 50 pence.
Because I owe 50 pence?
Yes. When do chicken? Curdy's gone. Chicken's gone.
Has she?
Yeah. Oh.
Well, I don't think Purdy was enjoying having ginger stirring in it, so was she?
No.
Wow. Ooh, he probably feels a lot happier now he's gone away, Tom. Right, I think it's time I turn the cooker off now. We usually do a tape before he goes to work on a Wednesday, don't we?
Yeah.
We managed it this morning, didn't we? So it's got to be tea time instead. Ginger gone away now?
Yeah.
Oh, good. Oh, please, Purdy, won't it?
Are you going to eat some cheese?
Some little cheese? I'm just going to put some on your plate.
Oh, that's a good name.
It's a good name?
That's a good word.
What's a good word?
Some little cheeses.
Little cheeses. The little strips of dairy cheese, aren't they?
Yes, I call them little cheese.
You call them little cheese, yes, so it's your good name, isn't it? Your good word for them. Well, we must buy some more cheese from the supermarket.
Two. What for?
Well, because this cheese is okay and you like it, but Mummy needs some cheddar or something a little bit stronger.
Yes.
And you quite like strong cheese as well, don't you?
Yes.
If I put a tomato on your plate, are you going to eat it?
No.
Are you going to tell me you don't like it?
I like tomatoes.
I might put your pasta in a separate dish, Thomas. Are you going to try some of this baked banana?
No. It
just tastes very nice.
Mummy! Look! Tom's found the money pot in the post box.
Who's posted money in the post box?
Thomas!
Have you?
Yes, now. You can't see him, Mummy. It's closed and dark.
That's right, when the post box is closed, it's dark, isn't it?
Yeah.
Dark inside. What do you think's happened? Do you think somebody who was holding some money ready to pay the shopkeeper must have accidentally posted it in the post box?
Yes. Crash!
It's a funny thing to do, actually, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Post money in the post box. You would have preferred it in your till, wouldn't you?
Yes.
Mr. Postman.
Yes, I'm now Jean. I'm calling you Jean.
You're calling me Jean?
Yes.
Well, I suppose you're not really Thomas at the moment, are you? You're the shopkeeper.
Yes.
And it's possible that the shopkeeper would call me Jean rather than Mummy, isn't it? Am I Mummy Jean?
Yeah.
It's Grandma's name as well, isn't it?
Yeah.
I'm just slicing some onion now, Thomas.
And I like onion.
No, I don't think I'll give you onion. Just smell this. Sorry, this is strong. Did you know what an onion smelled like before?
No.
Can you smell that?
Oh, yes.
Does it smell nice? Nice and strong?
Yes, it is.
Now, I don't think you particularly enjoy onion, Thomas. It might be a bit strong for you. Having said that, you like cheese and onion crisps, don't you?
Yes, I love onion and cheese.
And Mummy puts onion in cooking, doesn't she, when we're making things? Like I'm making this pasta dish now, so I'm slicing up onion. Does Grandad grow onions?
Yeah.
They both grow onions, don't they? There are lots of things in their garden.
Yes.
Yeah, so Grandad Billy's got a shed.
No, green claws.
Green claws?
Got in the garden center.
Green claws?
Yes, and a friend.
Nice friend?
No, Clawsy friend.
Oh, you've lost me, Thomas. I don't know what you're trying to tell me, I'm afraid.
I'm talking about letters.
Talking about letters?
Letters and money. Come down there, postbox stage. Mostly. Rush, rush. Make that diamond in that house. That's a silly word.
You're coming out with lots of silly words. I don't really know what you're talking about, Thomas. Do you know what you're talking about?
No, I haven't a clue what you're talking about.
You haven't a clue what I'm talking about?
No.
And I haven't a clue what you're talking about.
Mummy, I believe postbox doors is open all the later and money's from down in the postbox floor.
They are, aren't they?
Gosh.
And why is the postman not close the door?
Then, push them, then somebody picked their letters up and put them in a postbox.
Oh, good.
And the money too.
Yes, that money keeps turning up, doesn't it?
Yes.
I do think it would be more sensible if you put the money in the till, Thomas, before it gets lost. That would be a shame, wouldn't it? Right. Tea is cooked.
Wow,
and I think it's cool enough to eat. So shall we just tidy away for a moment and we can play with the shop later on?
I'm playing it. Not far away, no.
Well, I think so. It's tea time now. We'll play with it after tea. So we want to eat our meal while it's nice and hot, don't we? Where does this credit card live, Thomas? Does it live there?
Yeah.
Oh, I see. Ah, right, yes, that's a little place you can swipe it, isn't it? Shall I load up the shop just before we shut for the night?
Yes.
I'll restock the shelves with cornflakes and biscuits. Cornflakes and biscuits. Oh! The door to the shop's open again. Now, we said the bottom was the fridge, didn't we?
Ooh.
So yeah. We'll put the orange juice and milk there. Cornflakes and biscuits, the next one up. And then there should be some canned food somewhere. Where are the tins of food? Oh, perhaps somebody's bought them. Oh, here we are, there's some more in the back, look. A tin of peas. Oh, and a little tin of spaghetti there. Right, the shop's nicely stocked now. Right, shall we change the sign now?
Mummy, some letters in there.
Are there?
Yes, I'm on it.
Well, I tell you what, let's swap the sign. There we are, we'll close that for the night. We'll put the sign up that says closed. Yes?
Yes.
And
then listening.
Why don't you empty the postbox and then all the letters could go to the sorting office, couldn't they?
You be your sorting office.
I am going to the sorting office, am I? There we are, the shop's closed, look.
Look, someone's ringing a bell, postman's ringing a bell.
Is he?
Yeah.
Oh, well, you can let the postman in, because the postman needs to collect all the letters, doesn't he? Right, there we are, the shop's closed now. Are you going to open the box for the postman so he can put all the letters inside?
The postman put his finger in the postbox.
Why?
Because he wanted to open the
letter box's finger. Oh, I see. He didn't want to use the key, he just wanted to use his finger, did he?
Yes.
I see.
It's a clever postman.
He is quite a clever postman, isn't he? Yes. There we are.
Shop's open.
No, the shop's closed now. It's tea time.
Then, postman.
Right, have you cashed up? There we are, we put that money in the till.
Then, shop, then, some letters work in.
Oh, well, they'll have to wait for the morning collection now, won't they? Right, that's it. Well, people can still post letters, can't they, in a postbox, even though the postbox isn't a shopping
spot. No, a postbox is not lettered.
Because I thought they were staying there now till the morning. Oh, I see. You're going to empty it once again, are you? Right, so there we are.
I'm putting them here.
Oh, yeah, you're putting them there for safekeeping till the morning. Well, shall we put those letters in as well?
No, that's too big.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Not yet. No, I didn't. My dad.
Oh, I see.
Look, it's a bunny rabbit on there.
Oh, yes. Right. Night, night, shop. Night, night, shop.
You are.
Oh, no, we need to leave that sign there that says closed. Otherwise, people would be wanting to come in, won't they?
Yes. Here you are.
So we must leave that now. Because it tells everybody the shop is now closed. Okay. Are you going to go to the bank and put all the money in the bank?
All of it. Someone turn the telly off.
Somebody's turned the television off.
Me.
Have you? Don't think it was on, actually, was it?
Yeah.
Was it? Right. You washed your hands before, but let's just wipe them again before we eat your meal. Are we going to have water again with our tea?
No.
No?
No.
What would you like?
Nothing.
Nothing? Oh, that's fair enough. Okay.
He's got nothing to eat.
Who's got nothing to eat?
It's duck.
Who's duck?
It's duck.
Oh, the duck? Oh, Thomas, I can't keep up with you. I didn't know you were a duck. There you are. Would you like a fork? There you are, Mr. Shopman. You've had a very, very busy day, haven't you? Working in your shop and post office.
Yes.
So I hope you enjoy your meal.
I got a Willy Wonka's legs.
Pardon?
I got a Willy Wonka's legs and crocodiles.
You got jelly crocodiles and snakes? There you are.
I'm out of the tomorrow. It's coffee.
Right, now eat your tea nicely, please.
Got some order.
We bought the cheese in the shop, didn't we? Not in your shop, but in a shop in Didsbury.
This smell is cheese.
Mmm, oh, that smells lovely.
It's more like smell like custard.
Does it smell like custard?
Yes, it is. I eat in this one.
That's right.
I can't talk. Hello.
You can talk while you eat, can you?
Yeah.
That's clever.
I don't like pasta.
Who likes pasta? Who likes pasta?
Yeah.
Who does?
Michael.
Michael likes pasta. Michael who?
Michael the Butcher.
Michael the Butcher. Oh, did he tell you that?
No.
No? Oh, you're just assuming. Or are you pretending you're Michael the Butcher?
Yeah.
Oh. Oh, we bought the bacon from Michael's shop, didn't we? It's very nice, actually.
I need pasta.
Well, this is very tasty. Because you just like plain pasta, don't you? But I've got a sauce on mine. Would you like to try one of the tomatoes that we bought in your special shop?
No.
Very good for you, Thomas.
I got lots of pasta here.
You have, haven't you?
It's nice.
Would you like some baked beans?
Mm-hmm.
No, thank you.
No.
What do you say?
No, thank you.
Why?
Dear.
No, thank you, dear.
There's a girl on your nose.
I think it was an aeroplane because I saw it in the sky. It looked very bright.
I not saw it.
Did you not see it?
No.
Do you know what this is?
Yeah.
What does it look like?
Sausage.
It looks like a sausage, but do you know what it is?
Yeah.
It's a banana.
Yeah.
You try that.
Mm-hmm.
It's really nice. It's a special banana because that's been cooked.
And I want.
Have you? Are you enjoying your meal?
Yeah. I want anything.
Don't throw. If you don't want something, just leave it at the side of your plate. Don't throw, please.
No, I don't want
that one. Oh, I can have that piece, can I? Piece of cheese. Oh, that's kind. Thank you. Mmm, this is nice. You saw this in the shop and wanted it, didn't you?
Yeah.
We've had this cheese before, haven't we?
Yeah. This one is a little airplane.
No, I think that was somebody's car. I think it was a car setting off from behind the house.
My big trees.
Mmm.
And that big house over there.
Mmm.
The red one.
Yes. Your friend Robert lives there, doesn't he?
Yes, but his car going past.
Oh, do you think it was his car going past? I don't think it was, actually. I don't think their car sounds noisy like that. Now, when we're at Robert's house, we can see your bedroom window, and we can see the spare room bedroom window, but we can't see Mummy's bedroom window, and we can't see anything at all downstairs because of our tall trees, can we?
No. I see my room.
Yes, when we were at Robert's house, you can see where you sleep, can't we?
Yeah.
And we can see where Robert sleeps from here.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I don't think Robert could see you now, because he wouldn't be able to see above the tall trees. And we couldn't see whose car that was because of the trees, but we could hear it, and it was very noisy, wasn't it?
Yeah. What's the spoon for?
Well, I thought perhaps if you were going to try the banana or tomato, you might need a spoon.
Yeah. Yeah, nothing to eat.
Are you plenty to eat? If you don't need the spoon, leave that on the side as well. Are you going to use your fork to eat your bacon with?
No. No pasta.
Or using your fork for pasta. It sounds like some children are playing out.
Talking loud.
They are talking loud. They're laughing, aren't they?
Yeah.
That's nice to hear, though, Thomas, because it means they're having a nice time, doesn't it?
Oh.
They must be enjoying themselves if they're laughing, because people don't laugh if they're sad, do they?
No, we crush and cry.
That's right. If people are sad, they cry.
What for?
It's just something that happens. If you're happy, you laugh. If you're sad, you cry.
And then nothing to eat.
Oh, if you've nothing to eat, you'd be very sad. That probably would make you cry, wouldn't it? If you felt very hungry. Yeah, so that's what babies do, isn't it, when they're hungry?
And me!
And you. No, you don't cry when you're hungry, but when you were a baby, you did, because you can talk now, and if you're feeling hungry, you can say, "Mummy, I feel hungry." But when you're a baby, like Sarah, Abigail's sister, she's too small to say, "I'm hungry," and the only way she can communicate is by crying. When babies cry, it can mean lots of things, Thomas. It can mean that they're telling you they want to cuddle, or they're bored, or they're tired, or they're hungry, or they're thirsty, or they hurt somewhere. A baby's cry can mean all sorts of different things. It's like a guessing game, trying to guess what sort of cry it is. With you, if you were tired, I always knew your cry. In fact, you still cry sometimes if you're very tired. It's the same cry. And if you hurt, if you're poorly, you've got a different cry. And babies have a different cry when they're cross, when they're very frustrated and they want something and they can't have it. They have a different cry. A bad-tempered cry.
Yeah. Then mum's from nothing nearer.
Pardon?
It's fold.
This cheese is fold. You're folding up a piece of cheese, aren't you? A strip of cheese you've bent into a loop. You've folded it up.
Okay. Then he's put it on his nose and cheeks.
You've put it on your nose and cheeks. It looks like you've got a moustache now.
Hello.
Hello.
Welcome to day. I can't remember.
You can't remember what you're talking about. Would you like some more pasta, Thomas?
Mum.
Oh, ladies and gentlemen, would you like some more pasta, darling?
No.
No? There's plenty more in the pan.
Yes.
Yes, please.
Yes, please.
And what about some cheese?
Yes,
but like some cheese as well?
Yes, please.
And what about a drink? A nice drink of water?
No, Quark.
There you are, Poppy.
Thank you.
That's all right.
Wow, brilliant.
Brilliant?
Yeah.
Brilliant. Mum's giving you some cheese. I want some pasta. I'm getting some more cheese for you as well.
Brown milk.
Some milk. Well, you can have milk at bedtime. You don't have milk now.
Thank you.
There we are. It's called strip cheese, and that's exactly what it is.
No, not what I'm on here.
Oh, where would you like?
On the table.
Put them on the table?
Here.
Okay. Sorry about that.
Thank you.
Mummy didn't know where they needed to go, did she?
No. What's that?
That sounded like a child squealing.
What for?
I don't know. No.
This is one. That's something different.
Pardon?
He wants something.
He wants something. No, that wasn't an unhappy scream. That was a sort of squeal of delight, wasn't it? Like children squeal again when they're happy. They sort of squeal. Not a scream.
Yeah, this is a welcome dum dum dum. Look, eat that cheese. Look.
Oh, is that a piece for me?
Yes.
Oh, it's very kind of you. Thank you.
I better eat it before it melts.
I better eat it before it melts. I don't think cheese will melt. Cheese melts when we put it on toast and put it under the grill and it gets very hot.
It's night. And toast is on that floor.
What's on the floor?
No, I mean, I'm talking, this night you're making toast, hot butter toast, and there's the outside.
Oh, yes, you're saying last night when I made hot buttered toast. It wasn't last night, it was a long time ago. It was one breakfast time, I think. The toast caught fire, didn't it? Which is one of our favourite tricks, and I don't know how we manage it, because we've got an automatic toaster.
Don't we go high up there?
That's what when Daddy set the toast on fire. It was brilliant. It was the pitterbrand, and it set the smoke detectors off, didn't it? And Daddy lifted you up so that you could see.
I flipped it!
That's right. Daddy had to take the battery out to stop it ringing. And then, when the smoke had cleared, Daddy put the battery back in. And to test it was working, he let you press it to check that it was saying beep beep. We've got to do that every now and again with smoke detectors. You've got to press them to check that they're still working.
Then, this night, it's on fire again!
It was. Very soon, I think Daddy caught the pizza bread on fire perhaps on Sunday, and by Monday, I'd set the breakfast toast on fire. But you're talking now about the toast being outside, because when it caught fire, I threw it out of the patio door, so it landed on the ground outside. Because we didn't want a fire in the kitchen, did we?
No. Oh, the smoke comes in the kitchen.
Oh, there was smoke everywhere. It was.
Is that help? Farm Sam, come here.
Yes, we could have done with Farm and Sam, couldn't we, that night?
Yeah. Come here.
But Mummy's just cooked a meal now, Thomas. We've had the grill on and the ring, haven't we?
That's not in my pasta's on fire. I threw it out on the grass.
Your pasta's never been on fire. We've never had to throw
it. Last night, it's very dark and smoky. This morning, Mum, I got some lots of clean ones. I saw a dirty one.
A clean and dirty what, darling?
Oh, that pasta. This night, I threw real hard, and on that ground, it's a very big fire.
Oh, I don't know what you're talking about now. We've never had to throw pasta out. So we threw the toast out one day because it was on fire. Well, Fireman Sam likes to do a lot of cooking. Was it something you've seen on Fireman Sam video? Fireman Sam set fire.
Then, an lady said Mrs. Price.
Oh, well, it's obviously Fireman Sam, because Mrs. Price is on Fireman Sam, isn't she?
Yes. Emergency when Mrs. Price. Oh, Mrs. Price said, are your station's on fire.
Mrs. Price said your station's on fire?
Yeah.
Was she talking to Fireman Sam when she said that?
Yes.
On the television?
Yes.
Ah, so did Fireman Sam have to throw some pasta outside because he set fire to it?
Got you.
Yes?
No.
Oh. Oh, well, you've confused me, Tommy.
No, whilst I meant firefighter Marsh raced together.
Did they race together? Firefighter Sam and Firefighter Morris raced together. Did they rush together to put the fire out?
Yeah. Firefighter Morris did disappear.
Did she?
Yeah.
Why did she disappear?
No.
I don't know. Did she run so quickly that she went out of sight, or did she disappear into the place that was burning to put it out?
No. No. No, run really fast.
Oh, she?
Yeah.
Mmm. Enjoyed that, did you enjoy it?
Banksy, a robot.
A robot?
Banksy lay a robot on Fan Sam too.
There is a robot on Fireman Sam, yes, I don't know its name, but I know the robot that you mean.
It's called Bentley the Robot.
Bentley the Robot? Is it?
Yes, Bentley Robot fought all lots of water place. There's a big fire, a firefighter might slide on the floor.
Oh, right, there was lots of water all over the place, and firefighter who fell on the floor?
No, he lied on the floor, Firefighter Ben Morris.
He lay on the floor. Did he slip on the water? Is that why he was lying on the floor?
Yeah.
I see.
Four.
Did you enjoy that?
No.
No?
I hugged it!
Well, you've eaten all your cheese and nearly all your pasta. Please have a little piece of bacon.
Yes,
I want to have a spoon. No, I don't want any more, thank you.
You haven't
tasted it. Well, I'll taste one piece, but I'm fine. Can you taste the other piece? You like bacon.
I don't want bacon.
Okay, friends, if you don't want it, that's fine. You've got cheese.
I put it on your plate.
Would you like an apple now, Thomas?
And you zoom in, you finished that bit. You're eating still.
Oh, I've finished that piece, so I've got to eat this piece now. I really don't want any more, Thomas. I'm not going to eat any more, thank you. Would you like an apple or a banana?
No.
No, don't do that. Now, what happened with that strawberry?
Well, this one.
No, the strawberry, you ate such a big strawberry, you were nearly sick, and you've just put about 4 or 5 pieces of pasta in your mouth together. You've got to be steady. If you push it all in like that, you will be poorly, won't you?
Hello, Mum.
Hello, Tom. Oh, I just fell over my shoe.
Why, Tom?
I'd take my shoe off. I'd forgotten. I've just stepped back and tripped over it. There you are, if you could possibly eat that. That's the rest of the pasta.
Let go.
No, I did, didn't I?
I go crash, smack and bang.
Crash, smack and bang, yes. I nearly did all those things, didn't I?
You said, ouch!
Well, it was a bit of a shock, Thomas. I wasn't expecting anything to be behind me. Right, I'll just peel and quarter this apple.
I mean, my big duck found and lost his siren.
Well, not now, after tea, perhaps.
No, it's found some engine.
Is it?
I needed the moment on fire.
Oh, well, you'll just have to manage without the engine, Thomas, because...
I need it.
No.
Farmer Sam called it the engine.
Yes, but while we're just finishing our tea, let's just have a little peace and quiet, shall we? Nice, had a very busy day at work.
Okay, I found a stamp and money.
Oh, you've had stamp and money, have you?
Found a money and a pasta!
You found, goodness me, on your chair you found a stamp and some money from your toy shop and some pasta. Wow, wow, Thomas.
Mummy, I found another pasta!
Have you?
Yes. I need an engine, you're on fire. Mummy, I need the engine here.
Later on, Poppet.
Please, I have it on his table. It's like, Nino, Nino, Nino.
You have your little fire engine, but not the one that makes the noise. No, really. Mummy's had a busy day at work.
What's this cool one?
And I don't want any noise tonight, thank you. You can have it in a few minutes.
I've lost me. You're on fire.
Am I?
Yes. I need a phone and lots of emails.
Well, it would be useful if I'm on fire, but...
This big fan and lots of emails.
If you're standing so close to me, Fireman and Sam, surely you could manage to put me out without sending a fire engine with Nina's on.
It's one on that floor.
Well, I'll give it to you. Siren once, and then it goes down if you keep pressing it. Okay. I don't want to hear the siren.
Daddy's on fire next. Yes.
Daddy's on fire next.
Daddy's on fire, so I went like that. We've got around the ditch. That's why I said I went around here. Then, Dimitri's on fire.
Dimitri's on fire. Who's on fire?
Janine.
Yeah. You can't say Janine, can you?
No. I'll call him Jean.
You call her Jean?
Well, then.
But really, it's...
Mommy's on fire again.
Oh, goodness, it's Janine, not Jean. No, don't, no more sirens, Thomas. Come on, let's just finish our meal, please. You can play with that later.
Mummy, I need it.
Well, I don't need the noise, Thomas. I don't need the siren.
Somebody's on fire.
Well, I don't want the siren. If you press the siren away, again, it's going away. You can play with
just
it.
Just once more.
No, your once more is always about 10 times more. No, Thomas. You can play with the engine, but you are not to keep pressing the siren. I don't want any noise at the moment, thank you.
I need to wash them down.
No, you haven't finished your tea, Thomas. You've got nothing.
But I need to put in my potty and the tea.
Do you really?
Yeah.
Right, well, in that case, you're still not taking the fire engine.
Oh. Where's the siren?
Right, let's just wipe your hands and then you can go and sit on your potty.
And the fire engine.
No.
Oh, no. Yes!
No, you're only saying that because you want to leave the table.
I need a play of the fire engine. Please, I play a bit. Please.
In a minute. But listen to me. When I say no, it's no good just going on and on and on expecting me to change my mind because I won't. Right, let's go and get your potty, shall we? Do you want to start putting your trousers down?
I can't. I'm a hungry old fireman if I've had very much. I'm going to eat that in autumn.
I've got some just dash upstairs and get the potty from
this. Yes, I will. I get the thing I play with.
Yeah.
I don't like the noise. Oh, I can kiss.
You're not getting anything to play with that makes noise to us.
I'm not too about this tractor.
No, the tractor doesn't make noise, does it?
No, I'm playing.
You play with noisy things all day and you have the television on all that. Surely when we're having a meal we can just have a bit of peace and quiet.
Yeah.
Right, do you want to sit on your potty?
I'm a tractor. I'm a tractor. Maybe
sit down.
I'm the tractor.
There you are.
We need a tractor too.
You sit on your potty if that's what you left the table to do. Good boy. You can still talk to me, can't you?
You can't talk.
Yes, when you sit on your potty, you can still talk to me, can't you?
Yes.
Are you always?
I need it very dark.
You need it very dark?
Yes.
What do you mean? You want me to go away?
Yes.
Okay. Are you sitting properly?
Yes.
Oh, good boy. You're a clever boy, aren't you, for telling me?
I need it darker and darker as you go away.
You need it darker and darker?
Mind my feet.
Mind your feet? Well, I'll just move the sofa. You like to be private, don't
yes.
you?
Yes.
That's right. Well, I shall carry on with my cup of coffee. And you can talk to me?
Yeah.
What would you like to say?
I want a photo of Countess.
Pardon?
I need to see if I'm Sam's engines.
You need to see if I'm Sam's engines?
I got to find out and make no noise. Actually, I got... No, please go and make lots of noise on that version.
You have got some toys that don't make a lot of noise.
I've only got one here. It's trying to make equal noise. Watch.
It still makes a bit of a noise, but it's only a clicking noise, isn't it? It's not a loud sound.
No, I'm getting something loud. No, I need to get something loud.
No.
Yes, I.
No, at the moment you're sitting on your potty. When you finish, we'll go and wash your hands.
There.
And then you can choose another toy.
That's your parcel.
Oh, thank you.
And a letter. And my Ruby. A letter for Mummy.
Yes. You're playing with your postbox now. Don't throw everything on the floor.
I'm getting in the post bag.
That's right.
I'm a city. Right. Easy.
Would you like to take a little walk after tea?
No.
No.
Postman Pat.
Postman?
Postman Pat.
Well, Postman Pat, would you like to go for a little walk after tea?
Okay, so. Postman Pat, bringing lots of letters on the floor.
Well, I know, as long as Postman Pat's going to pick them all up afterwards. Because we've got a telephone number we need to take to Joe and an address, and it's easier if we just take the card and it's all written down than ring her up and tell her, isn't it? Thomas, don't.
Look, Postman Pat found. That's not a letter.
Yes, but listen, Thomas, if you don't pick them up at the end of the night, there'll be trouble.
Okay.
Because Daddy's going to come home and he's not going to be pleased, is he? They're going to have toys everywhere.
No, Daddy. Letters.
Daddy gets quite cross because just before bedtime, you seem to take all your toys out. And then you leave Daddy to pick them up, don't you?
Yeah. And then at night time, I pick them up.
Pardon?
Night time, I pick them up.
Mm. Well, you're very good, usually.
What's the letters come on the floor?
Yes. I don't want you to throw any more, Thomas.
I get May in the Jesus letter. Look, this one's May in the Jesus.
Maybe Jesus letter. Is it a Christmas card?
Yes, it is.
Let me have a look. Oh, yes, it's a nativity scene, isn't it? Hmm.
And someone left it here.
Somebody left it here. Well, I think after Christmas we saved one or two cards for your postbox, didn't we? Who's on the picture, Thomas?
Mary and Jesus.
Mary and Jesus, and who else?
And Daddy.
Daddy, what's the Daddy called?
No.
Joseph?
Yeah. It's more like... It's more like Flan.
It's more like what?
Flan. Daddy is about Daddy.
Oh, more like Ron.
Look!
What the?
Those ickle.
Oh, midges? You can see two midges outside the patio door.
Yeah.
Two midges dancing.
What for?
Joseph. Joseph looks like Isabel's daddy Ron, doesn't he?
Yeah. Perhaps I'm finding something very tall. Making lots of mess.
Well, as long as you pick it up, otherwise Daddy will be very, very cross when he comes home.
No.
He'll be home soon, yes.
Oh, look! Put my back! Found.
Oh yes, that's the The picture of the toolkit from your book, The Builder Set, isn't it? But when you've finished on your potty, you tell me. And we'll go upstairs and wash your hands.
Look, I have found!
Oh, what's that a picture of?
A kadoodoo.
It's a robin.
What robin do?
The robin's a little bird that we usually see in winter. And it's a cheep cheep.
Because I'm finding something else.
It's here, I thought you were a postman.
No, my friends, I'm practical.
Well, as long as you pick them up, Thomas.
Okay.
You know that.
Okay. Thomas.
You want me to go away?